Amar Beis, not Rashi, Dibra Masal Srifin, which is the last Rashi in the narrow lines.
Rabbi, were you thinking that it only has to be at the end? Because, I mean, I thought we discussed it before, it was jagged. It was like it was not just sticking up at the end, but I thought it was also sticking. At least one of my pictures showed it was jagged.
No, that's just in a case where the city is very wide.
Yeah.
So that you said that, the Burgundy should extend the city. The city ends, it's flat, and then there's another house within 70 yamas, or another house beyond that 70 yamas, another house beyond that 70 yamas. So that extends the whole length of the whole city. So it's interesting that, you have the city is very wide. There's one house in the here, and then a line like that should be able to extend the whole city. That's a big, so are there limits to that? So I think there's some limits to that. Your case of the city itself was jagged. That everybody agrees to.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone agrees to what about the jagged?
In case of the jagged, you extend the city. Tzrifin dira shel hutzin v'arava. So it's a dira made out of hutzin, or branches that you weave together. V'arava, willow leaves. V'eno kava. It's not a place of kava. Hilchafilu yesh harbe b'mokem echod. If there's many there, Tashir Mahalak Me'ama, extends of 100 Amas, let's say, in Cheshuman Ir, Leos Ka'arba Amas, you don't consider like a city, which is 4 Amas. Cholechot Moided Mipe, therefore, Cholechot Moided Mipe, Beser, Abayim, Lechol Ruach, in Bolot, says, the person wants to go out, measures from his doorstep. Says, V'yachal Yardin, Memach Yisuk, see, was written by Klal Yisuk. It says, and they had to go out of the Mach, to go to the bathroom, and Nifin Lelifneim, when they go beyond the onon, they can't go in the direction where they'd be traveling. Because maybe the onon and the orm would then walk there afterwards, and there was soya there. We don't know which way the onon will travel. We can assume one thing: we won't travel backwards. We know where we came from, so they can go back to where they came from. Won't go backwards. Amar Hamahalach Barosh, person who is traveling in the front of the machanet, now he needed to relieve himself. He would have to go back. He would have to travel 3 parsha to go to the bathroom. They were intense. Shana Kabun, which are word kabua, filohaki, mahalkin as kolamach, the karbamas, we use the whole machana as a distance of 4 amas, the equivalent of 4 amas, it's all one area, and then you go beyond that. So how is that so? So our answer is, kim lesiv al piyashem yachadu, chashubahi chaniyosun, liyos nidonis kikavu.
Midbar yoshvei ohalim, and
yeah. So, so since the Bereshim said this is where you're supposed to be, this is where you're supposed to be. Came along, Rechidah Bar of Kana Meravashi. If there's 3 chaseres of Gimel Chaser Shal Beis Ba'atim Kavuyin Shal Evan, there's houses which are established houses, let's say of stone, or Shal Eitz built out of wood. Pachin Cheshiva Ir. It's considered a city. Kavas is Kulon. And that makes it Kavua. And then once that's Kavua, the tents can extend the city. That a city is, the minimum size is 3 chateras, of each one having a minimum of 2 houses. Mahachimid Boris, it says people who travel in the Midbar with their wives, Rishit Srifin. Nami Anshe Miknahain, there are people which would take the animals. They were shepherds, they were herdsmen. They would stay in a place for 1 or 2 months till the pasture is ran out. They go somewhere else. So coming the first time, and the verse says why. The Morse says that the Eliezer Ishbiria Amar Yeshay Stephen Kiyeshay Kvorim. They have to weather the elements. Mor says you shouldn't marry the daughters. My time Asur ben Hussein. Where are the Asur? Because we don't know who the correct father is. Maybe they're Mamzerim. Because they have to travel this great distances to be able to wash themselves. So the men all leave, and Noyev can get in there very easily. Women have to go far away. She asks her friend to go with her. And now the neighbors know, because they can't go by themselves, it's not safe, so they have to take people with them, so that already makes it public. So somebody can then, there's two women by themselves out in the midbar, he can run out to them. Even two women, it's possible that a man can be with both of the women. So what's the difference? If there's a Nahara, it's a royal tefillah below the merichats. It's usable for tefillah, but not for merichats. So hergish tefillah leka, there's no concern about the tefillah issue, but the hosomach, what's right there. Aval time the mishum merichatsos, ika, but the issue of merichatsos still applies. So the person who lives in a city without yerik, tamachachim should not live there. In tamachachim, you should live in such a city. If you say yerik, toiv lemaychol, it's good for you. Menulkach bazel, it's cheap. And that'll allow him to learn. He has food which is healthy and it's cheap. The Gemara says, they bend you down, Gersinan. One is Paskiver, Shanudra Balaz. And the other one is Yorak. Some more answers. The Tumi Vikarsi, so the Rashi says that his Loy Malu, Kachshamati, his Rebbeim learned the Pshat is that Tumim Vikarsi are bad and the other Yorkos are good. I think that Tumim Vikarsi is Malu, those are good. Vachitanya, Kamisha Dwarim, Nemru Bashum. It says five things about garlic. Maspia, it satiates. Mashkin, cleaned out. Matzil upon him. It gives you a shine on your face. Marbas Azera. Baharikina Shabbat Me'ayim. It's good to help the reproduction, and it kills out the intestinal worms. Rekisha Nami Tanya Bebrochas. The Yafan Libne Mayim. It's good for your stomach. Okay. So the word says. It says that shum is yorok, is a yarek, is a vegetable. So anisha mati the ganai. My rebbeim learned the pshat is it's a yarek, which means it has that chasern that yorokas have that they're bad. Anisha imer, but kind of my pshat will be lishvat. It's good that shum is you say that's a vegetable. All in kushin, the leaves are bad. Imos, the bulb is yofen is good. Imos is the shrush and is the roots. So in the summer, the nature is they cool the person off, which is good for you in the summer, not good for you in the winter. Maskinin, they make you old because of the tircha of walking up and down the steps. Beir Bein Narish is Beis Yoris. There's two cities. Yesh Bein Zul Zu, Milus and Murdus. The travel between the two is ups and downs. Hayin Mulyosa. That's what it means. It says Mulyosa. So as Kanun, he's has Kinuni. That's what made me elderly before my time. Okay. We're in the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. It's about 10 lines down. Bo the Rava, Merava Beribua Ha'olam. So, when you do make this square around the city, so the correct way to do it is to make a square based on the points of the compass, the ribua ha'olam. The north length, so let's say the case of a city which is a circle, so you're going to make a square out of it, you'd put the north side of the square on the north, and the south side on the south. If you're not sure exactly where north is and where south is, so Egla b'tzofen v'akra b'dorim. The constellation of Egla, the calf, is in the north, and the constellation of Akra, of the scorpion, is in the south. So you look at the night sky, you'll be able to figure out where, what is north and what is south. If you're not familiar with where the directions of the compass are, so the Merabba Kamin Hatzkufa, you will be able to figure it out based on the season of the year. Kay said, how is that? So the nature of the sun is that it travels high in the sky in the summer, and it travels low in the sky in the winter, and it travels medium in the sky during the fall and spring. So Chama Yotze B'yem Aruch, V'yishakas B'yem Aruch, it's a long day, that means in the summer. So the sun comes out, and the sun sets. When it comes out in the morning, it comes out in the northeast side, then it travels along a path towards the south, and then it moves up again towards the northwest side. So you see where it rises, and that's going to be the corner of the northeast corners. So you know that from there you can figure out what north is. Hupenet soften. Zeopenet soften, that's what soften is. Chamayotze b'yem kotzer, v'shakas b'yem kotzer, zeopenet dorim. In the winter, however, it comes up in the southeast, it sets in the southwest, so you know where the south is. Tufas nisim, tufas tishrei, around the springtime, or the fall time. So chamayotze b'chatzim mizuch, v'shakas b'chatzim merv. It comes up exactly, not northeast or southeast, but in the middle of east. It sets in the middle of the west. So that's your east and your west star. Shenemar harleth el doroim b'sevev el tzafon. The pasuk says that the sun goes towards the south, and then it curves towards the north. Harleth el doroim b'yom. It goes towards the south during the daytime. B'sevev el tzafon. It moves towards the north b'layla, the nighttime. The pasuk says sevev harleth ruach. And it goes around the ruach goes around. Ela pnei mizrach pnei marav, which means pamim mahalchosan and pamim misavavosan. Sometimes it goes around the east, means in the fall time or springtime it'll come up in the east. And sometimes pamim misavavosan. So in the winter, it doesn't really go in the east. It goes from the southeast more towards the south than towards the east. Or in the north, in the summer, it goes from the northeast, and it sort of like passes by the east and the west. Okay. So that's Rabbi Yossi. So the Mora Omer of Masharshia, let's know the honey cloth. These rules that Rabbi Yossi said are not correct. Okay. But rather, the Tanya lo yotzecham me'erlem mikaren mizrachis tefarin. It never rises in the northeast, totally in the north. Rishaka mikaren merabis tefarin are set in the northwest. Lo yotzecham mikaren mizrachis tefarin. It's never in the southeast, totally. Rishaka mikaren merabis tefarin and in the southwest. It always rises in the east. It sets in the west. Sometimes it's more north. Sometimes it's more south. But it never sets. It rises all the way from the northeast corner of the Ruach HaElam or the southeast corner of the Ruach HaElam, etc. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ribua Shel Olam, about seven lines down in the narrow lines. Kenefarash also like it explains. So you don't do it at an angle based on the points of the compass. You do it, you know, as a square with the top of the square and the bottom of the square would be directly with the towards east, north, southwest. You're not sure exactly where north and south are. It's Egla, Bitsafim, Vakar, Bedorim, Mazelos, and those are constellations. Rashi says, "Imani yaday al rabbi b'rushal adam." You know that doesn't help you. She'ena makar b'mazelos adam. You don't know exactly what how the consonations look. So then, rabbi kamina tzkufa. You figure it out based on the season. The fihiluch sivuv hachama, based on how the sun is traveling. Nikar eze ruach deroymis veze ruach tefanis. You can figure out what's north and what's south. Shachama yotze b'yem aruch. That direction where you see the point where you see the sun come up, he takes out the word yotze. So you see it comes up from a certain place and it sets in the other end of that same place. You know that's north. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says, which Rabbi Sharshi is going to say. That's not really north; it's further south. But isn't that, he says, "Elpenei Tzofen." So you want to draw a line based on north. You know that spot. That's where it comes up. That's where it ends. Draw a line between, and that's north. The sun always starts going from east towards south. It goes towards the south. That's talking about herlech is referring to by daytime. Nighttime, the way the Chazal presents it, the Pesukim presents it, is if it travels during the daytime, and the nighttime it sort of goes, it comes back around to the same spot. So that it's like, you know, traveling beyond the kippah, which the kippah means the dome of the sky. It sort of leaves the dome of the sky, goes. Comes back around to where it started from. So the pasuk harlech is referring to daytime. Because nighttime, we don't refer to it as harlech, we refer to it as soivev. A soivev mechutz the keeper. It goes beyond the dome of the sky. V'yema orach. So where does it go? Where does it start from? In a long day, summertime. Emetus bekaren mizrachus sefarad. It starts from the northeast corner. Malechus mizrach ledorm. It goes mizrach. Goes from there to the east, then to the south, Umarav to the west, Mishakaz, Bekaren Tzivonis Marovis, and it sets in the northwest. Ubalayla Sebevis Penetzof, and then at nighttime it travels along the north to get you back to the original starting point. Lamokris, the next day, Hayam Nixer Meat, so that's the longest day. The next day it's a little bit shorter. Beriyotze Bekaren, it doesn't come out in the northeast corner. Al Nimshech is Menekaren. Well, the Mizrach Ma'at, it goes down a little bit further, more towards the east, which is not the perfect the northeast corner, it's more on the eastern side already a little bit, which means it went a little bit further south. Also, it sets in the west, not by the northwest corner, but a little bit south of that. Belayla Sebevis Oysa Ma'at, Becholat Tzafon Ma'at, B'Mizrach, Yosem Eliel Shalemish. The next night, so you're going to have to travel that west side a little bit, then the north side, then come up a little bit of the east side, and then come up a little bit more than the night before. That continues like that. So by the time it comes the beginning of Tekuvas Tishrei, the fall equinox, it comes out exactly in the middle of the eastern side, which is it sets in the middle of the western side. Since that's true, so the time of day and the time of night are going to be the same, because it has to travel the same distance by night, it has to travel by day. Okay. But that continues afterwards. But still the days get short, the days get shorter, each day the sun comes up a little bit more towards the south. When it moves towards the south, then it's when it comes out. It moves a little more towards the south and the western side when it sets. Till Tkubas Teves, which is the winter solstice. It comes up in the southeast corner. It travels in the south only. It sets in the southwest corner. The day which you don't know exactly where south is, that's where the sun comes up and sets on that day. According to this explanation, Hiluch is by day and Tzibuv is by night, so the east, according to Rabbi Yossi, and the Yom Aruch, all of the east is traveled by day, and the Yom Kotzer, all of the east is traveled by night, because it comes up all the way in the south. Comes along Rav Masharshia and says, "Let's lo l'hadiklani darman liyel chama yotze b'yom aruch of tchilas yom of tchilas alayla." It doesn't. Okay, that next part of the Rashi that's really the new part. This is a really new part. Okay, it should be a bold, deeper maskil. So he says it's not true. It never really comes up in the all the way in the north, all the way in the south. It comes up in the east and sets in the west, just further north and further south. Okay. Amr Shmuel, back in the Gemara. So let me give you a little bit of introduction to this Chazal take the solar year. There's a place in Shmuel and Ravada, which the Ravada is not mentioned over here in Rosh Hashanah, how long the solar year is. Shmuel calculates the solar year the same way the Julian calendar did, is 365 days and 6 hours. That's a Ravada counts shorter. According to scientists nowadays, it's 365 days, 5 hours and 44 minutes and change. So it's a little bit less than 6 hours.
How long is Shmuel?
6 hours.
6 hours.
So the Julian calendar calculated like that, which means every 4 years they had a leap year, and the result of that was eventually the year was a little longer than the actual solar year. So eventually the day which was designated to be the equinox was moved away from the equinox until Pope Gregory came along and made in 1583, something like that, and corrected that. By papal decree, he took 11 days out of the calendar, and they went straight from, you know, so they took care of that problem. And then he made another change that, you know, and the leap years on, in every 400 years, there's only, instead of having 100 leap years, there's only 97 leap years. And the years 1700, 1800, 1900 were not leap years. The year 2000 will be a leap year. 2100, 2200, 2300 will not be leap years. 2400 would be a leap year. That was his calculation. And that makes up a compensates. So had you been living in the year 1900, it would have been a non-leap year. There'd only been 28 days in February instead of 29, even though it's a multiple of four.
Why is that?
That's
from Pope Gregory taking the 11 days.
See, he did two things. Firstly, he corrected it back that September 21st should be the equinox. And then he, in order to prevent the problem happening again, he calculated you need to, the year 1600 he made designated will be a year which has 29 days, like a regular leap year in February, so it has 366 days instead of 365. But the year 1700, 1800, 1900 were not leap years, even though they were multiple of four. Right? So the year 1692 was a leap year, 1696 a leap year, 1700 was not a leap year, 1704 was a leap year.
And did it just to compensate for the 11 days?
It was to compensate for the fact that if you consider that there's exactly 6 hours, solar year is 365 days, 4 and 6 hours, so every 4 years, you have an extra 24 hours. We compensate for that by making a leap day, and everything sets back to its proper time after 4 years. Because you've compensated for the fact that really it's off by 6 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours, 24 hours, you're back to where you started from. You keep doing that when it's really a little bit more than that's giving it 6 hours per year is wrong. It's really 5 hours, and you have extra 16 minutes, which is adding up. So to compensate for that, he solved the problem. Shmuel actually agrees to Ravada. There's a rise of Shmuel agrees to Ravada that the calculation really is less than 6 hours. But for the very basic calculations, as opposed to the halachic calculations of when they would add leap years and calculate those type of things, it says it's not worth it to get involved. We make an approximation. So, for the purposes of the Saint Talamot of the Vracha, which is based on the Kufa, which that average person is going to have to deal with for the purpose of Birchas Zacham, which is every 28 years, that every average person is going to deal with, the calculation is going to be too complex. He says it's 6 hours. And that's it. Okay, now, so assuming that a year is 365 days, 6 hours, so each if you want to divide it by four to the four seasons, and again, the more Rosh Hashanah says clearly, the four seasons are not actually equal because the sun travels in an elliptical orbit, not a round orbit. Had the sun traveling in a round orbit, the four seasons would be exactly equal. But for our purposes, we're going to calculate them as being equal. So you divide 365 by four, so that's 90. 364 by four is 91. 360 by 4 is 90. 364 by 1 is 91. You're left with 30 hours. One day and 6 hours. That's 30 hours. You divide 30 hours by 4, that's 7 and a half. 4 goes in 28, 7, and then reminding of 2 is, okay. So it's 90, see, 2 of it is 91 days, 7 and a half hours. Okay? So that's first point of information. That also means every 4 years in the cycle, so the Tkufa, if I tell you that Tkufa's Nisan always starts at either, which is, that's around the time of the equinox, so the day is equal, 12 hours by day, 12 hours by night, so using 12 hours, 24 hour, idea of a day, so it's going to be, the Kufa, which means the beginning of the actual point, the moment of the equinox, will be either at 6 a.m., then the next year it's going to be 6 hours later, it'll be 12 noon. Next year it'll be 6 hours later, it'll be at 6 p.m. Then it'll be midnight, then it'll be 6 a.m. again. It's always going to be at the either B'tchilas Yom, B'tchilas Alayim, or B'amsa Yom, B'amsa Alayim. That's going to be Tkufas Nisan. Tkufas Tamuz is always going to be 91 days later, which means it's going to be, that's exactly 13 weeks. And 7.5 hours later. So if Tkufas Nisan was at 6 a.m., so Tkufas Tamuz will be at 1:30. Right? Now, every year, it's always going to be 7.5 hours later than Tkufas Nisan. So the next year, it's going to be at 7:30. 7.5 hours later, afternoon. The following year is going to be 1:30 in the morning, 7 hours after 7.5 hours after 6 p.m. The next year it'll be 7:30 in the morning, and then it'll be 1:30 in the afternoon, and it's always going to go at that time. Tkufas Tishrei will be 7.5 hours later from that, right? So if I tell you this was 1:30, it's going to be 9 p.m. And the next year it's going to be 3 a.m. and then it'll be 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. And the same thing with Tkufas Tam, Tkufas Teves is going to be always at 3:30, always at 4:30 and 10:30. And that works every according to Shmuel's calculation. It's exactly 6 hours per year that you move forward. You're moving forward 6 hours divided by four is an hour and a third, hour and a half per each Tkufa. Making sense? Okay. So Shmuel says, "Amar Shmuel, ain't Tkufas Nisan nefelas ela ba'arba rivoy hayom. Tkufas Nisan always falls out in the four quarters of the day. Abitchilas hayom, abitchilas alayla, abechatzi yom, abechatzi alayla. Tkufas Nisan always falls out in either the beginning of the day, middle of the day, beginning of the night, or the middle of the night. That's Tkufas Nisan. Ve'ain Tkufas Tamuz, which is 7.5 hours later." The fellas, it falls out at 1:30, or 7:30. So 1:30 in the afternoon, 7:30 at night, 1:30 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. That's Kufis Tams. Bein b'yom bein b'layla, by day, time, by night. Bein Kufis Tishrei, the fall equinox. The fellas, ela b'shalos shows, or b'teisha shows, it falls out by 3 or 9. 3 bein b'yom bein b'layla, 3 a.m., 3 p.m. 9 a.m., 9 p.m. It's either 4:30 or 10:30. Okay. It's 91 days. And 7.5 hours. Because if you divide 365 and 6 hours by four, you get, that's you get 91 and seven days and 7.5 hours. Okay, so far so good, right? Now he says this line over here that each tkufa is really only half an hour later than the previous one. So what does that mean? I mean, 7.5 hours later than the previous one. Okay, so we're going to be introduced to some one of the concepts of the Shanim of Chazal. There's something called the seven kaychei leches. There are seven planets, planetary bodies, or bodies in the solar system. Which, for Chazal's purpose, they use the sun and the moon, and the sun and the moon, and Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. So that's five. It's five planets, and the moon and the sun. Shiva Kochvei Leches. They refer to them as stars because they're heavenly bodies, but they're not really stars. So, and Chazal understood that these planetary bodies have an impact on what's going on in this world, and they actually work in a 7-hour cycle. So, at the beginning of 6 p.m., so whether they're visible or not doesn't make a difference. So the sun was the one which having the most impact on the atmosphere, etc. Then the moon, and then Mars, and then Jupiter, and then Saturn, and then Mercury, and then Venus. And it resets again 7 hours later. So he says, on that type of a cycle, so each scoop is a half an hour later. It's 7.5 hours later, so it's really half. It's the exact same. The mashpia at that point in time is only half an hour later. I'm making sense. Rashi gives. We'll see in Rashi all of the calculations. Okay. Now, Varmer Shmuel says, once we're at it, I want to tell you two important points. Ve'endachot kufas nissen shenefelos betzedek. If the kufas nissen, which falls out at these. What are the points of the Tchubas Nissen, which is each year it's going to be a different time, 6 a.m. or 12 p.m. or 6 p.m. or 12 a.m. If that Tchuba falls out at the same time that the Kechev Leches Tzedek is the one which is Jupiter, is the one which is being Mashpia. So that combination creates Shenem Sheber. There's no Tkuba Nitzim which falls up, but Tzedek, Shenem Sheber says Elon, it's going to be a very stormy season. And there'll be storms which will break the trees. If Tkuba Tzedek, which is the winter solstice, falls out in Tzedek, Shenem Yabesh is a Zeroim, it dries, it's going to be a dry season. Tzedek is Jupiter. And that the moment of the Levana of that month, this is only true if, so we're dealing with the sun starting out in the moment of the equinox is when Tzedek is the Kercha, which is being Mashpia, and the moment of that month is Oibel Levana Oibel Tzedek. Also, if it falls out either in Tzedek or in Levana, so that's when these calamities will happen. But if the Merle of Levana of Nissen or of Teves falls out during Shabsi or during Kecha or Noiga or one of the other ones, then we won't have the problem. So when you have the combination of the confluence of those two facts together, it's going to be a dangerous season. Okay, you've seen in your siddurim. I just want to explain this. You see in your siddurim, we know that we see satet alamotar on the marav of December 4th, the marav of December 5th. Those are the two choices. But
change in the next year or five?
Well, the year 2100 it'll change, but the what's the issue? We start Mutter the day which is the 60 full days since the Tkufas Tishrei have started falls out on. So Tkufas Tishrei for us is always on October 7th. October 7th. It's going to be either 3 a.m., 9 a.m., 3 p.m., or 9 p.m. Theoretically, the next year it should be 3 a.m. of October 8th, but there's a leap day, so that moves it back. So it starts again. Being instead of moving forward a day, it's always 6 hours later. It should go to 3 a.m. of the following day. But you add a whole day, so it moves it back to 3 a.m. of October 7th. So it's always on October 7th. So 60 days from that is it's December 5th. That's a fact. Okay, you do your math. So 60 days from October 7th. So in the year 2013, so Tkufas Tishrei was at 9 a.m. Okay, so 60 days later it was 9 a.m. December 5th. So that's when you start to say the matzah. But we don't divide the day up, so we start the marv of the night before. So then we start the marv December 4th, going into December 5th. Okay, so now in the year 2014, Tkufas Tishrei will be at 3 p.m. So 60 days later is December 5th, 3 p.m. We'll start the night marv of the night before. On 2015, Tkufas Tishrei will be at 9 p.m. So 60 days later will be December 5th at 9 p.m. So you start the marv of December 5th, because why should you start the night before? It's ready. It's the next halachic day. In the year 2016, it's going to be Tkufas, because there's been a leap day in February. Right, so it's going to be 3 a.m. of October 7th, and Tkufas 6 days later will be 3 a.m. of December 5th. So you start Marv the night before. So in the year 2015, the year before the leap year, you'll start to the Motor by Marv of December 5th, and the other years of the cycle will be Marv of December 4th. And that's pshat in what happens in the calendar. In the year 2100, there will be no leap day. So, right?
I know you told me that like 20 minutes ago, but I still. Why is that?
Because our
I know you said it, but I just.
If you say that every 4 years you add a full 24 hours, so you need to leap there every four years. But you don't really add a full 4 hours. You only add a little less than 4 hours. You add 23 hours and actually 22 hours. And 56 minutes. Okay? So you added an extra hour and 4 minutes you shouldn't have added. And this starts adding up over the whole year's worth of leap days, which is you have 25 leap days. Essentially, you've added a full extra day. So with the 2100, we don't add a leap day. We compensate by not adding a leap day.
Do we actually do that in our secular calendar?
That's what the secular calendar does now.
So, leap year in 2000?
Yes.
Yeah, 2000 was a leap year. So it's about, I'm off on the numbers, it's about 57 minutes, whatever it is. The number is, so you have to keep compensating. You drop 3 leap days every 400 years. So what's going to happen is in the year 2100, so in the year 2099, so Tkufas Tishrei will be October 7th at 9 p.m. In the year 2100, Tkufas Tishrei will be 3 a.m. of October 8th. It's going to move forward. There's no leap day to pull it back. So then you're going to start Tein Tel Amotzer on Marv of December 5th. And then it'll be Marv of December 6th in the year 2103. And then 2004, that's what's going to happen. So if you look at Sidurim from before the year 1900, it was December 3rd and December 4th, not December 4th and December 5th. If you look at Sidurim from before 1800, it was December 1st and December 2nd. December 2nd, December 3rd, not December 3rd and December 4th. Now it's December 4th and December 5th. So and that's what happens, because they don't have that leap day in between.
before that it was just doesn't go. It goes back to December 5th and 6th or something, right? I mean, it's not going to keep moving forward.
Well, no, it'll keep moving forward. Every 400 years, it's going to move forward 3 days on the calendar. So one of these computer whizzes came along and calculated the following impossible fact, that in the year, some number in the future, you know, Mashiach has to come way before that, in the year, you know, 24,000, you know, something, so we'll start saying Talmud Torah on the second day of Pesach. Which, of course, we stopped saying it on the first day of Pesach. So, you know, because it keeps moving forward in the calendar. So the time we say it in Golos will get shorter and shorter. What?
Beyond that.
I think it's 40. The year 42,000 and something. It's going to fall out to be, you know, the second day Pesach was Yisatel Lamotur. Yisatel Lamotur, you know. So something strange like that. Okay. You'll be saying the same bracha. You'll be saying it all.
We'll stop saying it. First day, and we'll start saying again.
I guess that would be an option. Okay. What?
You obviously like the man.
Yeah, I like the man.
You like him.
Good.
You like it.